الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، يقول الإمام المجدد رحمه الله في كتابه القواعد الأربع، القاعدة الثانية، أنهم يقولون: ما دعوناهم وتوجهنا إليهم إلا لطلب القربة والشفاعة، إلا لطلب القربة والشفاعة. فدليل القربة قوله تعالى: والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. ودليل الشفاعة قوله تعالى: ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. والشفاعة شفاعتان: شفاعة منفية وشفاعة مثبتة. فالشفاعة المنفية ما كانت تطلب من غير الله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله، والدليل قوله تعالى: يا أيها الناس أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. والشفاعة المثبتة هي التي تطلب من الله، والشافع مكرم بالشفاعة، والمشفوع له من رضي الله قوله وعمله بعد الإذن، كما قال تعالى: من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. مقتضى هذه القاعدة أن الذين عبدوا غير الله لم يعبدوهم على أنهم هم الذين خلقوا هذا الكون، وهم الذين رزقوا من فيه، وهم الذين أحيوا الأحياء وأماتوا الموتى، ولا أنهم هم الذين ينزلون الغيث، ولكن حجتهم أنهم عبدوهم من أجل أن يشفعوا لهم عند الله، حسب قولهم: ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى، وقولهم: هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله، هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. فصد الله عليهم هذا الاعتقاد بقول: إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. فهؤلاء الذين اعتقدوا هذا الاعتقاد هو عين اعتقاد كفار قريش الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم واستباح دماءهم وغنم أموالهم وسبى نساءهم وأطفالهم. إذا علمنا ذلك علمنا أن من كان في هذا يعبد غير الله ويزعم أن فيه الولاية تجعله مقربا إلى الله أكثر من غيره، وأن الله لا يرد له شفاعة ولا يرد له طلبا، من اعتقد ذلك فإنه يعتبر مشركا شركا أكبر مخرج من الملة. من اعتقد في هذا الولي أنه لا ترد له ولاية وأنه لا ترد له شفاعة ويقدم له العبادة من غير الله، فهذا هو الشرك. وهذه القاعدة تضمنت أمرين: الأمر الأول وهي قولهم ما دعوناهم، أي تلك الأصنام والأوثان، إلا لطلب القرب والشفاعة. وهذه الشبهة فندها الله تعالى بقوله والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون. ثم حكم عليهم بالكفر: إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. ويقال لهؤلاء: ما دمتم تؤمنون بأن الله هو الخالق القادر المحيط بكل شيء السميع البصير، لماذا لا تتوجهون إليه في طلب قضاء الحاجة وكشف الكربة؟ فالله عز وجل هو الذي يجيب الدعاء، فلا يحتاج إلى واسطة، لأنه صاحب الكمال المطلق والمحيط بكل شيء. الأمر الثاني أنه لا حاجة إلى الوسائط المحرمة بنص الكتاب والسنة في جلب المنافع والمصالح ودرء المفاسد ودفعها. الحجة الثانية التي أدلوا بها وزعموها قولهم في قوله تعالى ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم، يعني هم ما أنكروا وجود الله ولا أنكروا قدرته، لكنهم قالوا لا غنى لهم عن واسطة بينهم وبين الله عز وجل، وهي الواسطة المذمومة التي تتجلى في اتخاذ تلك المعبودات من أشجار وأحجار إلى غير ذلك ما هو معلوم من دين الإسلام. ولهذا قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والشفاعة شفاعتان، شفاعة منفية وشفاعة مثبتة. شفاعة منفية وشفاعة مثبتة. فالشفاعة المنفية ما كانت تطلب من غير الله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. ولهذا يقول تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. وقال الله جل وعلا: ما للظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع. ولا شفيع يطاع، هذه الشفاعة المنفية. وقال الله جل وعلا: فما تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين. والنوع الثاني الشفاعة المثبتة، وهي التي تطلب من الله، والشافع مكرم بالشفاعة، والمشفوع له هو من رضي الله قوله عمله بعد الإذن، كما قال الله تعالى: من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. الشفاعة المثبتة لها شروط. الشفاعة المثبتة لها شروط. الشرط الأول أن تطلب من الله. قال الله تعالى: قل لله الشفاعة جميعا. الثاني: إذن الله للشافع أن يشفع. قال الله عز وجل: من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. وقال الله سبحانه: يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا. الشرط الثالث الرضا عن المشفوع فيه بأن يكون موحدا. قال تعالى: ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى. وقال الله عز وجل: ورضي له قولا. وقد ثبت في صحيح البخاري في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: أسعد الناس بشفاعتي يوم القيامة من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه. وثبت في صحيح مسلم أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: إن شفاعتي كافية يوم القيامة كل من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا. الشفاعة تكون لأهل التوحيد. وقد جاء في النصوص أنه يعطى الشفعاء الشفاعة فيشفعهم الله في أقوام قصاروا حمما فيخرجونهم من النار ثم يدخلونهم الجنة. فلا يجوز أن تطلب من غير الله تعالى. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير خلق الله، إذا أراد أن يشفع يوم القيامة لأهل الموقف يخر ساجدا ويدعو الله تعالى ويحمده بأنواع المحامد، ولا يزال ساجدا حتى يقال، يقول الله تعالى له: ارفع راسك وقل يسمع واشفع تشفع. قال شيخنا الشيخ احمد رحمه الله: فمن كان في هذا الزمان يعبد غير الله ويزعم ان فيه الولاية التي تجعله مقربا الى الله اكثر من غيره، وان الله لا يرد له شفاعة ولا يرفض له طلبا، فمن اعتقد ذلك فإنه يعتبر مشركا شركا أكبر. فالواجب أن يدعو الله تعالى. قال تعالى: وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة. اطلبوا الله مباشرة. وقال تعالى: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. وقال سبحانه: أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. فما عليك يا عبد الله إلا أن تلجأ إلى الله، وسواء كان هذا المعبود أو المدعو من دون الله صنما أو وليا أو صاحب قبر ونحو ذلك، كل هذا من الشرك. إن الشرك ليس عبادة الأصنام فقط. ولهذا ذكر الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله قصة أن قبوريا أنكر على رجل يعبد الأصنام، كلهم على شرك متعلق بالقبور متعلق بالأصنام. فقال من يعبد الأصنام لمن يعبد أصحاب القبور، فقال له من يعبد الأصنام: أنا أعبد شخصا أمامي أي صنما، وأنت تعبد شيئا مفقودا ومعدوما. وكلا من القبوري وعابد الأصنام على شرك وضلالة. ولهذا نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن اتخاذ المساجد قبور، قال: اللهم لا تجعل قبري وثنا يعبد، اللهم لا تجعل قبري وثنا يعبد. وبفضل الله تعالى استجاب الله دعوة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله: فأجاب رب العالمين دعاءه وأحاطه بثلاثة جذر. ولهذا لا يستقبل عند الصلاة. إذن هذه القاعدة بيان حال المشركين في عبادته، عبد الآلهة مع الله عز وجل ومن دونه. ماذا يقصدون بهذه العبادة؟ هل يقولون هي آلهة استقلالية أم أنها وسائط؟ هذه قاعدة أفادت لأنهم إنما كانوا يعبدون غير الله جل وعلا على جهة الوساطة وعلى جهة القربة والشفاعة. يقولون إن آلهتهم الباطلة تقربهم إلى الله وترفع حوائجهم إلى الله، أو يقولون أنها تشفع لهم عند الله. يعني أن مشرك العرب لم يكونوا يطلبون من الآلهة استقلالا، إنما كانوا يطلبون من الآلهة على وجه الوساطة. وهذه وساطة من جهة القربة ومن جهة الزلفة، والجهة الثانية جهة الشفاعة. وقد رد عليهم المجدد في هذه الآيات في هذه القاعدة، وأورد الآيات التي ترد عليهم، وأن الشفاعة لله عز وجل، والشرك كما أنه يكون في الأصنام والأشجار والأحجار، كذلك يكون في التعلق بأصحاب القبور واعتقاد أنهم ينفعون ويضرون من دون الله عز وجل، كما جاء في قوم نوح من جهة الاعتقاد في روحانية أرواح الصالحين، وقالوا: لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا. هذه أسماء رجال صالحين كانت في قوم نوح، كما قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنه. ووقع الشرك في هؤلاء الرجال لأنهم صالحون، والعرب ورثوا الشرك بالصالحين، فعبدوا أصناما متعددة وأوثانا، عبدوا اللات والعزى، شجرة ومنات، صخرة. وكان عند الشجرة رجل صالح يتعبد، وكان عند منات صالح يتعبد. فأراد الشيخ رحمه الله في تقريره لهذه القاعدة أن الشرك حصل من أناس، كما سيأتي بأناس صالحين، أو أن الشرك وقع للآلهة لأجل القربة والشفاعة، لا لأجل أنها آلهة مستقلة لها شيء من الربوبية أو لها شيء من الألوهية الاستقلالية، ولكن ألوهية من جهة التبع تعبد، لكن لأنها واسطة وليست آلهة مستقلة، فيجب أن يفهم جيدا هذه القاعدة، وأن الذين قاتلهم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم واستحل دماءهم وأموالهم وسبى نساءهم وأطفالهم من كفار قريش وغيرهم كانوا يعتقدون أن الله تعالى هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت، لكن يعتقدون أن آلهتهم أن الأصنام تقربهم إلى الله زلفى وأنها تشفع لهم، ومع ذلك كفرهم الله. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم، وقال الله تعالى عنهم إن الله لا يهدي من كان كفار، فكذبهم الله تعالى ثم كفرهم. نسأل الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحب ويرضى، وأن يرزقنا وإياكم الإخلاص في القول والعمل. هذا، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. So the Sheikh حفظه الله, he began by praising Allah, the Lord of the universe, and he sent the peace and salutations upon the best of the creation of Allah and upon his family and companions and those who followed them in goodness. And he said to proceed, and he read the second principle from the four principles, and it is that they, yani those the mushrikeen, that they claim that we do not call upon these people and we do not direct to them our supplications except to ask or to seek closeness and to ask for intercession. They claim that we do not call upon those idols or those dead people and we do not direct our supplications to them except to seek closeness and intercession from them. So the proof for the proof for seeking the closeness, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and those who took protectors and helpers, we do not worship them except so that they get us closer to Allah. Indeed, Allah will judge between them in that which they differ in. Indeed, Allah do not guide though he who is a liar and who is a disbeliever. And the proof for the shafa'ah, the proof for the intercession, is the statement of Allah, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And they worship beside Allah those who do not hold any harm for them, and all those who do not hold any benefit for them, and they claim that those are our intercessors with Allah. Those are our intercessors with Allah. And the shafa'ah is of two types. The shafa'ah, the intercession, is of two types. The first one, shafa'ah manfiyah, one which is negated, intercession which is negated. And the second one is shafa'ah muthbata, shafa'ah which is affirmed. As for the shafa'ah manfiyah, the shafa'ah, the intercession which is negated, then this is the one which is requested or is asked from other than Allah in that which only Allah is able to do. And the proof is in the statement of Allah Almighty, where he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. All you who believe, spend from that which we have provided for you before the day comes where there is no transactions or no companionship and no intercessions, and the disbelievers are the oppressors. As for the shafa'ah al-muthbata, the intercession which is affirmed, it is the one which is requested and is asked of Allah. And the person, the interceder or the intercessor, is dignified with this intercession. And the person who is being interceded for
is only the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with his statement and his actions after the permission of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ." Who is the one who intercedes with him except the one, or except by his permission. Except by his permission. So the Shaykh said, may Allah preserve him, he said, so the meaning of this principle that we have just read out is that those who worship other than Allah, they did not worship him, or those people worship beside Allah, they did not worship them based upon that they are the creators, or they are the ones who created the universe, or they are the ones who provided for those who live, or those who exist within this universe, or they are the ones who يعني, give life and take life away, or they are the ones that they bring down the rain. So they do not worship them for all these reasons. However, they claim is that they worship them so that they intercede to them with Allah. They intercede for them with Allah. And this is based on their statement, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. So we do not worship them. This is what they claimed. We only or merely worship them so that they get us closer to Allah. This is the only reason why we worship them. And also their statement, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاءُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And their statement also that those are our interceders or our intercessors with Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refuted their claim and he dismissed it by saying, he dismissed their belief by saying, "Inna Allah la yahdi man huwa kadhibun kaffar." Indeed, Allah, he said in the end of the verse, indeed Allah does not guide he who is a liar and a disbeliever. So the Shaykh said, so those people who hold this belief is the same belief that was held by the kuffar of Quraysh, the polytheists and the disbelievers of Quraysh, those who the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought against, and he made their blood or the shedding of their blood lawful, and he also took their women as slaves. So the Shaykh said, so if we were to acknowledge this, and if we were to become knowledgeable of this fact, then we would know also that the person who worships other than Allah, and or he calls upon other than Allah, and he claims that this person has wilayah, has closeness to Allah, and he has such a high status with Allah, a status which makes him closer to Allah than any other human being or any other person. By way that his intercession will never be rejected. So he holds the person to be in such a high status, so that his intercession is not to be rejected by Allah, and his request is not to be denied. So whosoever holds this belief about such person or about anything, then this person is a mushrik. Yes, this person is a mushrik, someone who associates partner with Allah, and he has fallen into major shirk, a shirk which takes him out the fold of Islam. Yes, and the Shaykh said, so anyone who holds this belief and he thinks that such person is deserving of this status, which... Nah. So the Shaykh said, if we were to know, or if we were to acknowledge this fact, then we would know that those people who worship other than Allah, yes, and they call upon other than Allah, and they claim that those, the ones who they're calling upon, they have such a high status and such a close place to Allah that Allah will never reject his intercession. If this person was to intercede for him, Allah will never never reject his intercession, and if he was to request from Allah, Allah will never deny his request. So if anyone was to hold this belief, then this person is a mushrik, a shirk which is major shirk that takes him out of the fold of Islam. Likewise, the one who, because of the belief that he has that such person has a high status with Allah, he gives him or he performs worship beside Allah with him. So he worships this person or this dead person or this alive person or anything or any idol or anything like that, and he worships this person beside Allah, then this is the shirk. The Shaykh said this is the major shirk. And this principle included or contained two main things. This principle that we're discussing here contained two main things or two main affairs. The first one is their statement where they, when they said we have not called upon them. We have not called upon them. The Sheikh said meaning the asnam, the idols. So when they said we have not called upon them, they are referring to the idols, except to seek closeness and intercession, or so that they get us closer to Allah and they intercede to us, intercede for us with Allah. And the Sheikh said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refuted this doubt or this misconception, yes, by his statement in the end of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب الكفار. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed Allah does not guide he who is a liar and a disbeliever. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he declared that they are disbelievers in the rest of the verse. يعني when he said they are disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the verse, he judged that they are disbelievers and he labeled them with disbelief. And the Sheikh said, we say to such people that as long as you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the creator. Yes, if you do believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the creator, and he is the one who has the ability to do anything, and he is the all-seeing and all-hearing. Naam, so if you ascribe all these attributes to Allah azza wa jal, then why do you direct the worship, or why do you direct your supplications to other than him? Yes, into fulfilling any need, or to remove any hardship from you. If you believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all of these attributes, then why do you direct any need or any supplication to other than him? Yani if you wanted to remove a hardship, if you wanted someone to remove a hardship from you or to fulfill a need for you. And while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who answers all prayers and answers all supplications, so the person does not need an intermediary between him and Allah. The person does not need any intermediaries between him and Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the absolute perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who has the absolute perfection. Secondly, the second affair, the Sheikh said, is that there is no need for any intermediaries. There is no need for any intermediaries which are prohibited or the proofs are in the book and the sunnah, in the Quran and the sunnah. Yes? So the intermediaries, there are no need for them to seek to bring about any benefits or to remove and prevent any harms. Yes, any prohibited intermediaries is not permitted by the proofs are in the Quran and the Sunnah. And the second claim, the Sheikh said, the second claim that they brought forward is that in their statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they worship beside Allah that which does not hold any harm for them, nor any benefit. They worship beside Allah that which does not hold any harm for them, nor any benefit. So the Sheikh says, so that means that they did not reject the existence or the ability of Allah. Yes, those people, they did not reject the existence or the ability of Allah. However, they said, we cannot do without these intermediaries. Yes, so they did not reject the existence and the ability of Allah. However, they said, we cannot do without, or we cannot be without those intermediaries. And the Sheikh said, and this is the blameworthy intermediary or the evil intermediaries, which the people they take, and examples of them is trees, stones, things like that. Yes, all the intermediaries that the people, they think that gets them closer to Allah and intercedes for them. And for that reason, the Mu'allif, the author, Rahimullah, he said, and the intercession is of two types. Naam. So the Sheikh said, and the author, which is Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, he said the intercession is of two types. Shafa'a manfiyah, as we mentioned, shafa'a manfiyah, one which is negated, intercession which is negated, and one which is affirmed. As for the negated one, then it is the one which is that is requested from other than Allah, and you request something which only Allah is able to carry out. Only Allah is able to do and is able to carry out, and the proof is the statement of Allah, O you who believe, spend from that which we have provided you with before a day comes where there is no transactions and no companionship and no intercessions, and the disbelievers are the oppressors. Yes? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Sheikh said, مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعٍ. For the oppressors, there is no a close friend, no an interceder who is heard or who is obeyed. Yeah? So the Shaykh said, this is the first one. This is the first shafa'ah, the first intercession which is negated, which is not permissible. Yes? And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَا تَنْفَعَهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. And the intercession of the intercessors will not benefit them. The intercession of the intercessors will not benefit them. So as for the second one, the Shaykh said, and he continued, as for the second one, it is the affirmed intercession. It is the affirmed intercession, and it is the one which is requested and is asked of Allah. It is asked of Allah, and the person who or the intercessor, he is dignified and he's given dignity, and he's put in he's put in a high status by being granted this intercession. And the person who is being interceded for is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with his actions and his statements. Yes, of course, after the permission of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is the one who is interceded or who intercedes with him except by his permission. So the Shaykh said, so the affirmed intercession has conditions. The affirmed intercession has conditions. Firstly, is that you request it from Allah. The affirmed intercession has conditions. Firstly, is that you request it from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say, to Allah belongs all the intercession. To Allah, say that to Allah belongs all the intercession. Secondly, the permission of Allah to the intercessor, to the person who will intercede. The permission of Allah being granted to the person who will intercede. And Allah and he quoted the verse in the book of Allah, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Again, who will intercede except by his permission. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. And the day where the intercession will not benefit except he who Ar-Rahman will allow him or will permit him to do so, and he will accept his statement. And he will accept his speech or his statement. Thirdly, is that the person has to be muwahid, and he has to be a person of tawheed. He has to be upon the correct monotheism or the Islamic monotheism, upon tawheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And they do not intercede except by his permission. They do not intercede except with his permission. And in Sahih al-Bukhari, it has been narrated on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most joyful or the most happiest of people with my intercession in a day of judgment are those who said, La ilaha illallah. Those who said, none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, with sincerity from his heart, or with sincerity from their hearts. And also in Sahih Muslim, it has been narrated that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that indeed my intercession will be for every person who died without associating anything with Allah. In Sahih Muslim, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, indeed my intercession will be granted or will be for anyone who dies without associating or without falling into shirk or associating anything with Allah. Yes, so the Shaykh said, so this intercession, which is the affirmed intercession, is for the people of Tawheed. And it has been narrated in text, from the Quran and the Sunnah, that the Shafa'ah, or the intercession, will be given to some people as well. It will be allocated and it will be given to some other people. And with this intercession, they will be able to, of course, after the permission of Allah, they will be able to remove some of the people in the hellfire and bring them out of the hellfire. So the Shaykh says, so it is not permissible for anyone to request the shafa'ah, the intercession, from any person other than Allah. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'am? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of the creation, and he is the seal of the prophets and the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he desires to, or when he wants to intercede for the people in the day of judgment, when the people, all of the people in the mawqif, when all of the people are waiting for the day of judgment to be established, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to account the people, and it becomes a difficulty for them, and they ask all the prophets, and they reach the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he wants to intercede for the people, for all the creation, to Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the day of judgment, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam will go and prostrate in front of Allah. He performs sujood in front of Allah, and he will supplicate to his Lord. And he will praise him يعني with, he will praise him with praises which only Allah will inspire him with at that time. And he will remain and he will never cease to be prostrating until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, raise your head, irfa' ra'sak, وقل تسمع, and say and you will be heard, or speak and you will be heard, washfa' tushaffa', and intercede and your intercession will be accepted. Yes, so no one or the or no يعني شفاعة or no intercession will be accepted except after the permission of Allah. Except after the permission of Allah. The Sheikh said, our Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, may Allah have mercy on him, said, so whosoever in our era or in this era that worships other than Allah, and he claims that this person that he's worshipping has such a high status, or يعني is higher than any other person in status according to Allah, and that his intercession will not be rejected, and any request that he makes is not denied, naam, or rejected, whosoever holds this belief, then this person is considered to be mushrik. This person is considered to be mushrik, shirk and akbar, a major shirk that takes him out the fold of Islam. Yes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, and seek the means from him. Seek the means, يعني, of شفاعنا, naam, from him. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, and if my slaves ask you about me, then I am near. Then I am near. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ, so who is the one who other than him is the one who answers to the person who is in dying need or in severe necessity and need when he supplicates to him. Who other than Allah? So the Shaykh said, there's nothing upon you, O slave of Allah, except that you turn back to Allah. You turn back and you ask of Allah, and you do not turn back or direct your supplication to other than him. Whether you're directing it to an idol or to a person or to a tree, to a stone. Naam? So it does not matter what exactly you're directing your supplication to. As long as it's other than Allah, then it is not permissible. So you have to direct it only to Allah. And Shaykh Salih Fawzan, Habibullah, he mentioned the story that a person who's a grave worshipper, naam, and this we have, the Sheikh mentioned it before as well in the previous lessons, that a grave worshipper, once he disapproved of a person who was an idol worshipper. Naam, a grave worshipper has disapproved of the action of an idol worshipper or a statue worshipper. And the person who was an idol worshipper, he said to the grave worshipper, he said, I am worshipping someone who is physically in front of me, whereas you're worshipping someone who is buried in under the ground. And the Sheikh said, يعني, although both of them are upon misguidance and upon disbelief, but this is how he replied to him, that يعني, you are more in misguidance and disbelief than me. Naam, because I'm worshipping someone who's in front of me, while you're worshipping someone who is buried under the ground and he's not there. So for that reason, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forbade taking or يعني, building the mosques or taking the graveyards or the graves as a place to pray. يعني, a place to pray or to make them يعني, mosques or to build mosques upon them. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he supplicated to Allah by saying, Allahumma la taj'al qabri wathanan yu'bad. Oh Allah, do not make my grave like an idol or like a place which is يعني, worshipped or like a statue that is worshipped. Now, oh Allah, do not make my grave a place or an idol that is worshipped. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he answered his prayer. He answered his supplication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answered the supplication of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he answered the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he surrounded his grave with three walls. So when the prayer is established, they do not pray directly to the grave of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah answered the supplication of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he surrounded his grave with walls. So the Shaykh says, so this principle is in clarification of the state of the mushrikeen. This principle is to clarify the state of the polytheists or the mushrikeen, those who worshipped the idols and the statues beside Allah, or يعني, they worship them without Allah, without worshipping Allah at all. Either beside Allah or worshipping them alone without Allah. And also it clarified what they intended by this worship. This qa'ida, this principle, and clarified what they intended by their worship. Yes, and also it clarified that their worship here is only that intermediaries between them and Allah. They worship for these idols and statues and trees and stones is only as they act as intermediaries between them and Allah to seek closeness to Allah and to also to seek intercession from Allah. Yes, from their false idols and gods. Yes, and they're thinking that while holding the belief that their idols or their statues or their gods, they take up their needs and pass or take it up to Allah Azza wa Jal, take their needs and transmit it to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is their belief that they had. And also the Sheikh said that the mushrikeen, those who fell into shirk, or the idolaters from the Arabs at the time, also they used to do the same thing. Yes, they never used to ask the Aliha, the Arabs, the idolaters, the Arabs at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they never used to ask the gods or the idolaters that they used to worship alone. They never used to worship them alone without worshiping Allah. Rather, they used to worship them beside Allah. They used to worship them beside Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He replied to them and He refuted disapproved of their actions. And also, the Imam al-Mujaddid, the Imam the Reviver, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he also refuted the actions of those idolaters in this book. And he also mentioned the verses which refute the actions and statements. And that the intercession is only for Allah Azza wa Jal. So he refuted and he clarified that the intercession is only for Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Shaykh continued, Habibullah, he says, and the shirk, as it takes place with worshipping idols and worshipping stones and so on, also there's another form of it, which is to cling to the people of the graves. Yes, shirk is not only worshipping the idols or worshipping the stones and the trees, but also clinging and having this attachment to the people of the graves. Yes, as it has been narrated, or as we have been told about the story of people of Nuh. The story of the people of Nuh, when they had the belief, when they used to hold the belief that those people in the graves, those righteous people who passed away from their tribe, who passed away, the righteous people, they used to have this spirituality from them, and it helps them to worship Allah. This is the belief that they used to hold, and they claimed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ أَلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on their tongues, what they have claimed, they said, and do not abandon your gods. Do not abandon your gods, and do not abandon وَدًّا. Yeah, that's their names. وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. That's their names. The names of the Sheikh said, those are the names of righteous people who passed away, and they started worshipping them after they passed away. And this tafsir, or this interpretation, was by Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that those names are mentioned here are the righteous people who passed away from the people of Nuh. So shirk took place after their death. Shirk took place in the people of Nuh after their death. And likewise, the Arabs also, they fell into shirk. The Arabs also fell into shirk through the righteous people, or after the death of the righteous people. So the Arabs, they worshipped Al-Lat and Al-Uzza, some of their idols called Al-Lat Al-Uzza, and these are trees, Al-Lat Al-Uzza, they are trees, and also Manat, the Sheikh said, also they worshipped Manat, and Manat here is like a stone or a rock. Yes, and those righteous people from the Arabs, they used to worship Allah next to these trees and rocks. Naam. So after that, the Arabs, they took the Lat al-Uzza and Manat, the trees and the stones as their lords, or as the intermediaries to Allah. So the Shaykh mentioned, and he said, the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab mentioned that the shirk happened after the death of the righteous people. After the death of the righteous people, the people took them as intermediaries, between them and Allah, holding the belief that they are closer to Allah than us, and they will therefore get us closer to Allah. Naam? And they will intercede to Allah for us. And also, so the Sheikh said only the intention was to seek closeness to Allah and to be granted intercession, for those righteous people to intercede for them with Allah, not for the intention of worshipping them alone. So they did not intend to worship these idols sincerely, only without Allah. but they worship in Allah, but they took these intermediaries to intercede for them with Allah and to get them closer to Allah. So the Shaykh said, it is upon us to understand this principle and comprehend it well, and to understand that those who the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought against, and he made the shedding of their blood lawful from the mushrikeen, they used to also, and the ones who also the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam took their women and their children as slaves, those also, those mushrikeen, they used to hold the belief that Allah, he is the Khaliq, he is the creator, and he is a Raziq, he is the provider. However, they still sought the intercession from the idols. They still sought the intercession while holding that belief that Allah is the creator and the provider. They still sought intercession from the idols. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he declared the disbelief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala labeled them as disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu, the Shaykh quoted when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ, those who disbelieved from the people of the book and from the polytheist. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ, those who disbelieved from the mushrik, from the أهل الكتاب and from the mushrikeen, from the people of the book and from the mushrikeen. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he labeled them with disbelief, even though the intention was just to get closer to Allah and to be for the intermediaries to intercede for them with Allah. So the Shaykh said, we ask Allah to guide us and to allow us to perform all the actions which He's happy and He's pleased with, and also to grant us sincerity in actions and in speech. So as for the translation of the verse, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, is seek closeness to Allah with good actions or righteous actions. This is the correct translation of it. بارك الله فيك. هذا وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.